your Tangible Assets Advisor. This is Kevin Walter, your host. True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer depository service. We've been in business for over a couple decades. We're definitely a unique operation. I think we're one of the only operations I know of anywhere that does what we do. We're kind of a full-service, how about that, you know, full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer depository service. But we're also, we do a lot of investment stuff, a ton, and we wholesale to the public. Nobody's on commission, which, you know, is sometimes I think is kind of, not that employees ever should be, but I think when they see the volume we do, they don't always understand how low the profit is. But we wholesale to the public, and that's the thing. And don't get me wrong, there's money in the business. You got to make a couple percent. You know, people ask questions, what are you making on this? Yeah, and that. And I mean, it's so deceptive when you say, well, what do you make on that? Because, you know, I mean, there's situations where there's commission-based solicitation companies, you know, out there, and that their entire existence, their profitable existence, is in selling to investors. But if you want to call them that, they, you know, will take advantage of that. But the thing that makes us unique is we buy all day, every day. So we're getting organic, fresh material at its fair market value, and then we market to you at fair market value with a few, you know, a couple percent or whatever. That's the nature of our beast. All these other companies you get, you know, we have this stuff come in all the time from, you know, Roslyn Capital and Lear Financial, and I want, you know, there's names I won't go down. They charge too much. They just do. And I hate it, but I want to warn you. I've been doing this a long time. I've seen people, you know, walk themselves into some tough financial situations because they get a good salesman on the phone and, you know, and they feel good about it, or they, you know, that whatever you want to call it. And that's fine. I remember back in about 2010, I was doing a seminar. And when I first, well, at that time, Goldline was a big player, and a couple others, Lear and McIlvany, and their premiums on product were just, they were very, very high. And there was a gentleman who we dealt with, and he had spent a substantial amount of heavy six figures on some product through one of these companies, and he had paid a 35% over minimum. We figured at least 35% on, you know, far into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it was kind of weird because he'd inherited the money and he didn't earn it. And his comment was, well, that's the only time I ever heard. He's like, well, they got to make their money too. And I'm like, you're taking your mom's money, spending $500,000 and giving up $175,000 of it because you like a guy because he schmoozes you on the phone. I had another client worth that had spent millions with one of these companies, and he was a good old boy, owned a big business in Central Washington, very, very successful and older, and he had spent millions with this outfit, and he just kept getting put together by these people. And they had literally just really gotten to him profit-wise. And the thing was, the gentleman was in his 90s and very, very coherent, still running his company and so on. And he, this salesman, owner, salesman, whatever, had gotten, you know, found his hot buttons. His two hot buttons was Jesus and his passed away wife. And this guy would just really tug at his heartstrings. And I had to go I ended up getting involved, and I made some calls to some of the wholesalers that sold to this guy, to this company, to this family company, and told them, you know, this stuff's got to end. I was putting some leverage on it because we, I mean, and on the national scale, we're there. And it took a fair amount of pressure. Finally, I got permission from the family to call and act as if I was a family member. And we basically told them if they didn't stop soliciting this guy, you know, we were going to sue him. And it took that much. I mean, it was just crazy. They wouldn't quit because this old guy couldn't say no. I hate to admit that, but he had just, you know, he's from an era, if you will, and a mindset that the guy was so good to him and so nice and so kind, he couldn't have been wrong. One thing we found over and over and over and over endlessly, there is no company out there who will do bulk deals at investment deals for less than we will, whether buying or selling. We have no overhead. Our building's free and clear, and it's an amazing facility. We have one of the top-rated depository services in the Western United States, privately held, which gives you a lot of advantages because it's privately held. We had to drill a box today, it was, you know, in search of court stuff, and the guy, you know, we're just not subject to the same laws, I'll tell you that, and we don't ever get in anyone's boxes. We're incapable of it. We got the best boxes when we built them. They're like half inch thick of this stair step steel, and it's just really ridiculous. When we bought them from Allied Security, who's no longer in business, but they were in business for like 90 years, they said they'd never sell those boxes again. They were so hard to install. They were so heavy, and they were so heavy duty and so rigorous that it was just brutal. It was just brutal. They said that was the hardest thing they'd ever worked with because they're so secure. And so each safe deposit, we have about 600 and some. Each one is an individual safe. And there's, when you go to the bank there, if you look at them, they're just galvanized steel or tin. And I've mentioned in the past, I've been in safe deposit boxes at some of the biggest banks in Spokane, and they will literally leave me in there with a family or a lady or a guy or whatever buying an estate, no cameras, and they'll let me carry whatever I want in there. I mean, there's scenarios. I was with Bank of America, and we had some big lawsuits, you know, where people get at that stuff, and they're doing nothing to protect it. Ours, no one is ever allowed in there unaccompanied. Everything is under 24/7 motion surveillance stored at three separate locations. That applies to our whole building. We have seismic detectors, heat sensors, you know, like I said, 24/7 motion surveillance. We've got a dual class 2A system where it's got the equivalent of 36 inches of poured concrete. We have special concrete that's tool destroying, and then that's wrapped in half inch thick T1 tool resistant plate steel, and that's surrounded by feet of concrete and steel, and on it goes. It's just as extremely secure as we could even fathom. I was younger and had a clearer brain, and I designed myself to death on that stuff. I just had a ball drawing out the whole building, designing the whole interior, and just building the best facility I could imagine. And that's what we want to provide. We've been through stuff over the years. We've had an interesting year, 2020. 2020 in our business has been a little bit like 2020 on the national scene. We've lost a couple good people, three, as a matter of fact. One to cancer, one to a lot of personal issues, severe personal issues, and then another, as you know, court passed away. So it's been an interesting time, and we're trying to get, I got my daughter help me out, and that's, you know, she's got a kid and some dogs, and I got a new guy who's good, and, you know, but we're just, it's always looking for the right people, but boy, it takes the right soul to work here. honesty, integrity, and professionalism is our motto. And then we've also got that work ethic thing. The customer's got to come first. You got to seek excellence and perfection. I know so there's people out there that have been trying to get a hold of us to invest. The very best thing is, like, I get these message lists, and I'm like, I can't get right now. I just can't. I mean, you might think, oh, you could if it was important. I mean, in all honesty, folks, I mean, I'm working till hours in the morning and then heading home, eating a little, getting a few hours of sleep and back at it. And that's been going on for a while. And I know it's terrible for you, but I'm just telling you, it's not like you think. There's just so much going on. And we move so much product. We're at the counter all day long or on the phones. It's very crazy. The market's alive and well. We've broke all previous highs on gold. That's over. That's, you know, next stop, what, $3,000 an ounce gold. I mean, it's, you know, who knows? But it's been coming. I've been talking for quite a while that I think if you've been listening to the show, I kept saying everybody knew there was the quiet before the storm. You could just feel the tension building. And I was saying that even during the impeachment hearings, okay? What a joke. What a farce. You know, and I mean, it is absolutely the craziest times in history, at least for this country. We've got things going on like I've never seen before. Ever. And, I think that somehow they've conditioned us. I mean, I'm not sure. I know what's going on. But I'm not sure the effect of, I think it's this, maybe the, you know, the separation and the division. I think it's very important to realize you stay home, you quarantine, you lock down. Kids, you're out of school. You can't unite. You can't get together. You know, and they separate us. And we get desperate. You know, that's what they do in prisons. And then even in the military, you know, they'll separate inmates or they'll separate soldiers that either don't work well together or work too well together. There's, you know, what does, think about it. Jesus said, divide and conquer. Right? And then I want you to think about these things that are going on in the U.S. that would have never, ever been tolerable. Look at Twitter, Facebook, Google. Google's a dandy. You know, people I've talked to want to unite. They want to unite on the right. The problem with conservatives is you all have your bent. It's like all the different denominations of church, and everybody's got their thing, and they're sure they're right, and it's whoever's conspiracy theory is the favorite, or whoever's doctrinal bent is the favorite, and that is the problem. Division. We create it ourselves. But I want you to think about a word I'm going to give you here in a minute. That word is sedition. Sedition is, by the way, illegal, and it means to conduct or speech. It's conduct or speech inciting people to rebel against the authority of a state or leadership. Okay? Sedition is to conduct or it's conduct or speech inciting people to rebel against the authority of a state or leadership. These social media companies that are literally taking down doctors that are legitimate, they're taking down information from presidents, they're putting warnings on that stuff, they're saying, this is all lies. You get the Snopes and all this garbage out there that's lies, and they make you think that you're being, if you're a fool, they make you think you're being lied to by the truth tellers. They're creating sedition. They're inciting rebellion. they're out there, they're focusing on the one bad cop video, you know, and they just, I mean, really? We've been burning down Portland for, what, 75 days? Because a guy got a knee on his neck, not minimizing it, real bad. But because that happened in New York, 3,000 miles away, say 75 days ago or whatever it was, that might be a bit extreme. What about the millions of hours of video? Because trust me, everything's being videotaped. Millions of hours of cops doing their job. How in the heck do they do it? You talk about brave men. You got, it's the 99%. You know, the guys that, they, despite all this, they're showing up every day. And I'll tell you what, every time I see some moron do a random shooting of a cop that pulls him over, I get so mad. Because that means the next time you or I get pulled over, they're suspicious as heck. And they've treated me like that, you know. And they do. They profile cars and they do all that. I know that. I have a good friend who's in a substantial position in a certain branch of government, and he's got a car they confiscated that's amazing. It's really a cool car. And he's been profiled, and he's, believe me, he's way up in law enforcement. And he's been profiled by highway patrol and things like that just because of the car. And it's not a junker. But it shows that they're, and we really should. I mean, I understand that, you know, that there's a certain percentage of drug activity out of this or that. Or I think a lot of times police, you know, aren't into the newest, hottest, you know, German vehicles or whatever, and that's fine. But, you know, those kinds of things, those are all things that we probably could learn to do a little better job of, to not assume the worst. But they got to protect themselves, you know. And this is sedition. Sedition. Folks, think of the people. You know, what do you want? Dead cops. When do you want them? Now, these chants. Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. They're chanting. And I mean, just, you know, and defund the police. Folks, do you, have you ever thought this through? What do you think insurance companies are going to do? You know, I was listening the other day to a guy who owns a big trucking company. All these states that claim they're going to defund the police, this major, major national trucking company is like, we aren't going there. We're not going to bring stuff there. These mayors, are they serious? I mean, if there really was a problem, wouldn't you just add a little education? I mean, what is that? What is their ultimate goal? Absolute tyranny. Anarchy leading to tyranny. And they think, see, they've watched us, the conservative party, lay back and shut up. And they think if they get anarchy, they're just going to steamroll over the top of us. They think the police are the only thing that are keeping them from taking over this country in full. And or it's a distraction or whatever. But they literally, they've got an agenda. This isn't an accident, folks. I mean, they didn't just make that up because one guy got killed. Cops have to be cops. They got to do what they got to do. And you're going to get mentally bent people in that position on a fractional basis. And, you know, I mean, it's just stuff happens, okay? And they happen to have that amount of power, and it's terrible. And the real truth, my one complaint, my one recommendation, and I know how hard it is because it's union, there's got to be a way that the police force can get rid of the bad guys. And they're out there. I mean, they are. And, you know, and they're probably the good guys, really, when you're in the locker room with them or whatever, because, you know, maybe they're persuasive or, you know, charismatic or whatever. I don't know. But it's just, that's, I think, the greatest frustration is just like, clean your own house. Push them out. If they're corrupt or dirty or they have a really bad temper, you can probably empathize with the scenarios that cause that, but at the same time, they're taking a position. They got to walk the high road. That is the I can't imagine for the money a tougher job out there. I mean, there's a lot of rewards, though. You know, we've had, you know, some great experiences, and I definitely didn't mean to get on that topic, but I mean, this is where we're at. We've got, you know, now they're saying that Joe Biden's so far ahead in the polls, Trump can't win. We've heard that before. But now, they've had meetings, according to Karl Rove and some of these guys. They've literally had meetings, Hillary Clinton and all them and Obama, what they're going to do if they lose the election. Not like what they're going to do to recoup or to recover, but what they're going to do to steal it back. We have got, no matter what, they want all these mail-in ballots. Why? Oh, you can contest them. So that's a double-edged sword. So that's why Hillary comes out yesterday or the day before and says she's really concerned that it's going to be one of Trump's tactics to sabotage the post office system to prevent votes in liberal districts from getting mailed in and counted. I mean, folks, when they come up with this stuff, I understand the vitriol. I don't justify it or empathize with it. I understand they're of a frame of mind I don't get. Hillary, they have that thing stacked so deep with corruption. There is just, it's mind-boggling. This is way, way more than any fiction novel. I was talking to a guy today. I mean, Tom Clancy wouldn't come up with this. It's too far-fetched. And Tom Clancy wrote Hunt for Red October, okay? Do you know when Tom Clancy wrote Hunt for Red October, he was put under 6 months of house arrest as a spy because they couldn't believe that he had access to that information and published it. And he had to spend 6 months showing them that it was public record. And they, you know, he had to go around the world. It was just a mess. Think of that. Tom Clancy takes scenarios that are real and writes books about them and makes you go, ooh, wow, ah, you know. But and this would have, he couldn't have wrote this. They'd have said, that's the worst book he's ever written. A whole world shut down for a pandemic, a fake pandemic, where we're being fooled over the seasonal flu. How many of you really believe that? I see these people that say they believe it, and they're, you know, they got all their masks on, and, you know, it's out of courtesy. But folks, this is all compliance measures. They get you to wear that mask. I'm not saying not to. We should have a, you know, people need the real facts, but guess what? Can't get it on Google. Can't get it on social media. You know, you can't search it out. It's on the internet if you have the web addresses to go to, but you can't search it out because Google blocks it all. Google literally blocks all the truth. So you can't go out and get ammo to say, I don't need this mask. And all of these people need to get together. Folks, I covered here recently an article, 24 journal articles. And if you don't know what those are, when they do a medical study, okay, it's got to be done with certain criteria and parameters. You know, you got to have the double blind. You got to have multiple recipients at multiple levels of, you know, I suppose in the favor of the mask, you know, people with different masks, different environments. You got to have a controlled, you know, population that you're working with. 24 articles, and that doesn't mean that's all of them, but that's 24 I came up with that are documented. N95 masks do not work. They do not work. They do not work. They do not work. They do not work. It says right on the box. Now, N95 masks are has something to do with they blocked the 95th percentile of nanomicrons or whatever it is. I should know that because of my background. But so anything, only things below 5 nanomicrons can get through hypothetically. That's getting through the cloth, okay? The flu, coronavirus, all these things, they're less than 2.5 nanometers or nanomicrons or whatever it is. NM. It's actually the N, Greek N, whatever that is. It's kind of like a mu, but whatever. They don't work. On top of it, when you wear them, you're giving yourself hypoxia. It's a shortage of oxygen. You aren't getting enough oxygen. If you're wearing a mask and you're getting a headache, that means you're getting hypoxia. Not everybody who's getting hypoxia gets a headache, but that's one of the symptoms sometimes. 5 hours, 5% reduction in oxygen, light brain damage. 15 hours, 5% reduction in oxygen, serious brain damage. The equivalent of anesthesia for heart surgery. What are they doing to us? Dumbing us down, burning our brains out. They don't even care. But it, like I said, it's a compliance issue. Put this piece, put this diaper on your face. Is this how God made us? What's different between that and the way they make all prisoners dress the same? When you go in the military, they shave your head. If you're a kid, you go to juvie, they shave your head and put all the same clothes on. Why? They want everyone to look alike. They want to dehumanize you. So people don't unite in cliques and gangs, and you know, it all doesn't work out in the end. But this is the same thing. People's faces are taken away. You know how annoying it is trying to work with a customer? And you can't tell if they're smiling or not. You can't tell. You just can't tell. I mean, and then the other problem is these masks have gaps all over the side. There's stuff coming in and out. I'm not saying get a better mask or wrap your head in, you know, mummy cloth. I'm just saying this is just a big joke. You're just being told to comply, to go along this time. Now you, and then what's Inslee do? Just keep pushing it, pushing it. Now his new mandate that went in last Thursday, everybody's supposed to wear a mask everywhere all the time. Restaurants shut down, businesses going out. You know, White Elephant, been in Spokane for 89 years or whatever. Under, of course, they're like, well, you know, we were thinking about it before. Well, I'm sure you were because I know the family and the internet's been pounding them. But here's the final straw, Jay Inslee. These guys, these left-wing political leaders, they really don't care. They really don't care about business. They know how to say they do. How have we gotten to a point where, you know, a couple weeks ago I talked about Theodore Roosevelt's speech on immigration and citizenship and becoming an American, you know? He's like, there's but room for one America. Not a African-American, Irish-American, Japanese-American, Italian-American, none of that. He said, we're all American. We got one language, English. He's like, if you want to come here and work hard, make your dreams come true, you are welcome. And you want to go through the proper procedures to become a citizen, you are welcome. Why is it that the left has to twist and deceive everything? They refer to illegal immigrants as immigrants, okay? Here's the problem. One thing that is absolutely mandatory for every one of us to do, and it is so tough for some people. I mean, I'm telling you, there's people and guess what? Only people can change themselves or God can change them. But when we've got this issue where people, it's basically boils down to a level of personal responsibility. It's taking complete and total accountability for their actions, for the outcome of their actions. You know, just absolute responsibility. And when you look at this stuff, we live in a society of a victim's mindset. Everything's everybody else's fault all the time. And the thing I was going to say a minute ago is the difference between behavior and a person, okay? And what do I mean by that? If somebody behaves a certain way, it's inappropriate behavior. The liberals, godless, will make it a matter of the person. Now, if somebody goes out and performs horrible, premeditated, you know, crimes of violence, yeah, there's a problem there. That's why you lock them up to protect them from society. And you let them out in 3 years and keep a guy who, you know, messed up his taxes intentionally for 12 and another guy who had a pound of marijuana for 14 or whatever. I mean, we are kind of confused there. There's murderers getting out. We've got mandatory minimums. We've got judges and prosecutors with, with an agenda. There's some people that have been in for some tough stuff. But that's the anomaly. That's obvious. But in general, a person's behavior needs to be separated from who they are because we're all sinners. We're all broken. We're all unique. And judgmentalism, legalism, all this stuff, it is the most destructive spirit out there. It absolutely destroys. It divides. Folks, the thing is, you got to understand, division is the tool of the enemy. Like I said, Jesus said, divide and conquer. A house divided among itself will not stand. And a lot of people don't know, Jesus said later, a nation divided will not stand. Crazy. Think about it. I mean, he knew what was going on. Wisdom's wisdom. And I'm, you know, churches and pastors, and I've been to churches and seen stuff, and I'm like, folks, our whole mentality's changed so much. And I understand people are people. We got emotions and feelings and empathy and all this kind of stuff. And, I've got my wife, I think I've mentioned, has rheumatoid arthritis, juvenile onset, and we've had our tough times. You know, we've had year spans where she's literally bedridden, and she's the toughest country girl you ever met. She's not one to give up. God puts us through that. I don't know why. You know, it's just what he does. But we have to take personal responsibility and trust him. Those kinds of things at any level put pressure on families and homes, and nations. But the thing is, now this is all orchestrated, and I'm, 9/11 was the crux. It was the crossroads. That, and I was talking about that back then, folks. That's like 19 years ago. And I was really going into that, and now that's another generation gone. All they know is terrorists took a run at us. Terrorists, terrorism. In Revelation 17 and 18, talking about the fall of Mystery Babylon and those things to follow. And, it's very in-depth, very specific of who does it, when they do it, why they do it, where they do it. I'm a believer that that's what it is. And then after that, it says heaven rejoices. And it's not against America, but it was against, the world. We'll just say the World Trade Center was the financial hub of the world. The GDP represented in the World Trade Center is bigger than any country because it had a conglomeration of all of them. And it goes down, but then it tells what's coming. It's a haunt for every demon, and basically we lose everything. And I mean, it doesn't quite say that, but it says that, the wealth that we shared, the uniqueness, the superiority, the protection, the covering, somehow it all goes away. But God's got a different time scale. People are like, well, this is obviously the end times. Yes, It is. But we don't know the clock. We don't know God's clock. But you think about, you know, the thing that really is jumping out in everyone's minds, and is, and again, I was talking to someone about this yesterday, you know, you start reading scripture, right? And everyone's like, man, they're going to use that vaccine to get people to take the mark of the beast. Well, like I was saying a second ago, your masks, compliance, that, my friends, is compliance. But we're all doing it to be courteous. We don't want to be rebels. I'm not going to say that I have complied, but I'm one of those guys. I go into a store and people give me dirty looks and start yelling at me. And I go, hey, stop your mask shaming, you know, and they get so mad. They're like, this is real. You're going to kill everyone. And it's just like, oh my goodness, if you even had, but you know, oh, sorry, you can't get the truth. Put it on Facebook. It gets deleted. You wouldn't believe the stuff that people that are close to me or friends or whatever have shown me that's been yanked. I've seen it. This is not hearsay. They've got a wretched agenda. So here's the concept. The concept is, well, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Tweeter and Fred and whatever the heck they all are, and Google's the worst. I mean, you have even no clue. They're like, well, they're favoring us, you know, the liberals. Oh, brilliant. You go ahead and just sell yourself out. Give up all your morals. Throw the Constitution in the trash can because, by golly, it benefits you. Now, that is integrity, you know. It's kind of like a long time ago I was dealing with a situation, well, a certain coin dealer in the area. Well, back in the 90s, a guy downtown, Steve Baldwin, had gone to prison for bad things, and he was a coin dealer, basically absconding a lot of money from people and, you know, you name it. When he got out, and about 6 years later, whatever it was, I don't have the number, another guy in town, I saw him kind of, you know, in their place, and I said, what's he doing here? He goes, huh? I'm financing him to get back into business. Of course, he can't get a business license in his own name. I'm like, why would you do that? Because he stole a lot of money from a lot of people. He goes, well, he never stole from me. Well, that is not the spirit we should ever have, okay? If we know beyond a doubt, and I'm not talking about gossip and hearsay and false accusations, do not take that bait. But if you know someone has done something like that, you know, they need to go make it right. And I knew a number of clients that had been cleaned out by him. And the FBI only picked 9 or 11 cases, I can't remember what it was, that were just slam dunk easy money. And they left all the other people hanging out. Well, that's the same concept with this left-wing embrace of all these social media companies. Protection. It's you now. You're benefiting now. But you know what? Our founders, folks, I am literally, I hope I'm a little bit of their voice. For goodness sakes, do you know what they wanted? How about all men are created equal? How about the equal application of justice? All this stuff has changed so drastically since Obama got in office. Obama is a master puppeteer. He's got organized reaction. Everybody, I remember when he would go to these events and literally this happened 3 times. Don't believe me? Look it up. Black guys, when he walked in, called him their Lord and Savior. They loved him because he was smooth as glass. Just as smooth as ice. That guy was good. You know, he had it. I mean, Clinton was schmoozy as could be, but Obama, bar the door. That guy had a command of the English language. He had that taqiyya, that Muslim deception at the deepest levels. And he appears to hate what America stands for. They've got an idea what America should be. But you know what? They don't deny that they disagree with our founders. I've heard them call them, you know, rich, white, bigoted slave owners. And we should throw that old document out, that old relic they call the Constitution. This is what's under fire, folks. You wait. They come in and they strong arm us with this COVID stuff. They're proving not only to themselves, but to us, who's in control. If you understand the United States of America and the construction upon which it was founded, that is so far from what we're supposed to be. Our government, federal and state, is supposed to just teeter on the brink of anarchy, but just enough to control it, prevent it. Not be embedded in every single aspect of our lives all the time to the point where they're saying, here, go put a diaper on your face and that isn't going to work, and it's scientifically proven not to work. Of course, after this all started, they came out with a supposed study. Well, here's what the study was. A conglomeration of all the other studies. This is the study now that says masks work. It says they've reviewed all these other studies that say masks don't work and determined that there were flaws and faults in all the studies. And even though they didn't do an official study, they looked at all the peer-published related material. And when you do a scientific study, it's in depth. You have to have statisticians, and you've got to document everything to the T. It's not, you don't just go make it up. Can people be corrupt? Sure. But, you know, a study like before COVID to find out if the mask works or not is not, you know, what's the bias? The only bias is the company that maybe sells them. Right on the side of the box of the N95 mask, folks, it says specifically on there, specifically, it does not work for the prevention or protection against COVID. I'll read it to you here. It literally is that right on the side of the box. I've got it right here. I'm going to find it if I can. Maybe I can't. Well, I'll be darned there. I don't know. Well, oh, here we go. Okay, here we go. It says, you know, you think about it. They tell us the masks work. These are our masters. So you have to wear them every day because they're so great. So here's what it says right on this. If you know how to read, here is an N95 box on the side. Warning, this product is an ear loop mask. This product is not a respirator and will not provide any protection against COVID-19 coronavirus or other viruses or contaminants. And then it goes on, wearing an ear loop mask does not reduce the risk of contracting any disease or infection. User is solely responsible for the selection of appropriate personal protective equipment for the setting and application, whatever that means. Change immediately if contaminated. That's right on the box of N95 masks, folks, that they have in the hospitals and everywhere else. They don't work. You're being had, but it's compliance. You got to run around and worry about your mask. You know, it's kind of like wearing pants without a belt. You watch people, they're just constantly touching their mask all the time. 20-1, I read one article. 20-1 facial touches to without a mask. They're constantly all over. It's just foolish. Okay? You got my point? Then what's next? They get you to wear that mask and everyone finally complies. What happens when now, you know, China came out with their phone mess, where you absolutely have to carry your phone everywhere. They have this contact tracing app. The Chinese government requires you to have a phone, requires you to carry their carrier Huawei, requires you to have certain apps on your phone where they can track you anytime, all the time. They can track every conversation, everything you do. Then they send you red, yellow, or green if you're, you know, if you supposedly pass someone who's dangerous, and they can shut your world down. The Bible says that you will not be able to, in English, buy or sell without the mark of the beast. Last show, I think I covered the words agorazo, participate in the marketplace. Very important. People criticize translations of the Bible for inaccuracy. I like to use Blue Letter Bible. You can go look up every Greek and Hebrew word on everything. I do it all the time. You need to. Because, first of all, if you're in the Apostle John's shoes and you're seeing this futuristic stuff, you don't know what you're seeing, and you're going to describe it the way you can. And then when, you know, he's saying you can't participate in the marketplace, he doesn't understand Amazon and Google and all this stuff. At the time, he may have saw a computer screen. Who knows? But he couldn't explain it. You've seen where he's trying to explain what sounds like helicopters and planes with it coming out of their it says the power is in their tail. And he's seeing weaponry, like shooting bullets or whatever. It's crazy. But he doesn't know what he's doing or what he's seeing, and he's trying to just translate what he thinks he's looking at. You just get a visual is all you get, and maybe a little bit of a spiritual impression, big time. So, sorry, I was like, you probably heard some noise back there. I have a grandson that was trying to get in the studio. Love that. All right, so a little bit of time left. Folks, the metals are alive and well. I mean, we've got silver has been moving up by leaps and bounds. Gold is alive and well. I'll just tell you, we can, you know, I would recommend getting in. Don't do the, oh, it's too high now. I know there's the permanent procrastinators left out there. Just invest. Just get your money secure. Forget about the numbers. You own the metal. I just put 10 ounces of gold away for myself yesterday. You know, and gold's $2,040 an ounce now. It doesn't matter to me. You just buy it. It's security. It's a rock. It's liquid asset. Real estate without a title. It's anonymous, it's transportable, and everything. The only thing I want to tell you, like I said, I don't want any sympathy. I don't want to make excuses. I'm just telling you, it's an interesting transition period. We're here doing our best, working real late, doing our best, and we'll take care of you. But it's really hard for me. I get so many phone calls. If you saw the list of messages people want to talk to me about, it's hard. I get people that, you know, they want to ask questions, and that's great. And then I help, and then they, you know, and then maybe it goes on and on like that. And you get to the point where it's not that complicated. I mean, we've been doing this a long time, and there's a super trust factor. You got to decide who you trust, you know, and you got to decide who you feel good about. I'm not out pumping infomercials all the time, but it's like if you want to get metals, if you want to get a portfolio, let us build you one. Bring the money in and I'll get it done. But it's just, and it mostly gets done in the evenings and whatever. And I hate even saying that. I wish I had, you know, a different situation. But we're doing the right thing for people. We have integrity. And I mean, everything we do is above board. We're doing it the right way the first time, all the time. That's our goal. And we'll always be that way. So please, understand the scenario. Understand that we will take very good care of you. If you got money you need to get secured, don't wait. I mean, We get these people that, you know, they want a certain kind of conversation or something. I mean, I will take good care of you. You either mail it, call us, let us know it's coming in, send it in, or come by or whatever, drop it off, and we'll take care of you. If it's a personal check, well, you know, it takes a little clearance, but you are locked in when you buy. The metals are alive and well. There, folks, you cannot tell me that you think that you see light at the end of the tunnel. This election, this is crazy. This is an absolute socialist coup. It's a culmination of the Clowerton pivot and George Soros application and Saul Alinsky all come together with Hillary Clinton and Obama. You've got them yelling so loud. Corruption is pouring out of the woodwork. They had Sally Yates before Congress today, who was, I think, the National Secretary of Defense or whatever, under Obama, who was pushing forth for these FISA warrants against Trump. She admitted today they were lies. She didn't admit she lied. She admits they were lies that she believed. I don't believe she believed them, but I know because she's under oath before Congress, she better speak something fairly close to the truth. So she admitted it was all a lie. The whole collusion, all of it was a lie against Trump. All of it. The dossier, all of it. That won't even hit CNN. We've been taken over by state-run media, but you say it's not really state-run. But it's the deep state, it's the sub-state, it's this socialistic ramrod that's coming after us. When do we unite? When do we unite? Talking to a guy today who wants to put together a big operation, if my people, you know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, I'll hear their voice and heal their land. We can pray individually for the land and God will hear it. But if we get together as citizens and pray for the land, it's that much better. God judges a nation by its people. God's very dissatisfied with this stuff, folks. God's being pushed out. We're now in Washington, we're saying we're not going back to school in the fall. They want to devastate. I mean, you talk about scorched earth. Yes, this is agitating. You need to know the truth. The problem with the media is they have a liability. Not just liability for slander and libel. They have a liability towards advertisers. They get banned and blackballed. It's always the left that wants to ban and blackball everybody. The right doesn't do it. Boycott. Boycott this. Boycott that. If you don't like it, the cancel culture. The cancel culture is part of that victim's mentality I've been talking about. I mean, it just never ends. Everything's someone else's fault. Destroy everything you don't like. I remember when that started a while ago saying, they listen to these lefties on Fox saying, freedom of speech gives us the right to prevent speech we disagree with. No, wrong. Freedom of speech gives you the right to disagree with it. It does not give you the right to hinder it or get in the way. They don't even see that when they hinder the speech of someone else, they're violating their First Amendment rights. But they're so deceived, and I can't comprehend it, because I know we're right, and we've got the Word of God behind it, and God Himself. I still have to respect another man's right to speak and have an opinion. I don't have to agree with it. We all have the right to be wrong. And if we're out talking to people right now, we need to have our ducks in a row, make sense, and be able to defend ourselves and our position in a major way, frankly. I mean, I think you probably agree. It is. Can you imagine a time in our lifetimes more profound? All this stuff is a culmination. FDR, our founders would literally, as they say, roll over in their graves. You know, defunding police, you know, there you got Fauci taking away sports, you got, you know what I'm saying. It just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. It never ends. It's just, We're under constant attack. Our culture is being stolen from us. And we're being lied to. It's like, you know, there's a thing I was reading here. I don't know if I totally agree with it, but it says they lied to us about tobacco. They lied about asbestos. They lied about mercury fillings. They lied about opioids. They're lying about the safety of vaccines. They lied about aluminum and deodorants. They lied about cancer-causing talc and hygiene products. They lied about hormone replacement therapy. They lied about lead in the paint. They lied about fluoride in the drinking water and toothpaste. I'm not saying I agree with all this. It's just a comment. They lied about saturated fats. They lied about raw milk. And believe me, that's bad. They lied about pesticides, GMOs, and glyphosate, which is, I think, Roundup. They lied about natural medicines and natural cures. Of course, they always do that. They lied about the health benefits of soy. They lied about sugar and artificial sweeteners. They lied about WMDs, you know, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They lied about 9/11. It says they're lying about cholesterol and statin drugs. They lied about masks. They lied about chemotherapy and radiation. But they're telling us the truth about COVID-19. I mean, that's probably not a bad point, right? Even if you agree with half of those, it's just constant. Anytime the government is behind anything to do with medicine or science, they always end up being wrong. Every darn time. Every darn time. As long as I've been around. And that goes back, you got Galileo and Copernicus and, you know, you got them all. The government, it's, you know, it's just, it's always that way. When they get involved with religion or science, you got a problem. So, folks, what do you do? Protect yourself financially, really. Don't keep buying the lies. This isn't over. They've got a plan. America may be done. I'm super sorry, but unless we figure out how to unite, we got a problem. So protect yourself. Come see us. We'll help you on that end of it. Take care. God bless. Have a great night. Bye-bye.